beneath the sun. You're my everything, rolled up into one. You're my only dream, my only reality. You're my idea of a perfect personality. You're my everything, everything I need. You're the song I sing, and you're the book I read. You're a way beyond belief, and just to make it brief, you're my summer, spring, my
You just heard two Australian vocalists sing songs that were introduced in New York in the 1930s in stage shows. The first was You're My Everything. That was introduced in the Laugh Parade in 1931, written by Mort Dixon, Joe Young and Harry Warren. It was sung by and the pianist was Mari Wilson in that recording made in Sydney in 1983. Red Sails in the Sunset from Provincetown Follies, a review from 1935, written by Hugh Williams and Jimmy Kennedy, sung by Australian vocalist Marjorie Stedford with Jackson's Orchestra.
The wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free, and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you. It's time you look at a star. Stay free, where no walls divide you. You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living 'cause you're born free.
That was Born Free, the title song of a wonderful film from 1966. Song won the Academy Award for the Best Film Song of 1966, written by John Barry and Don Black, and that vocalist, of course, was Matt Munro. You get a great variety of programs on 2MCE-FM. A lot of country music, for example, is available during the week and also on weekends. If you'd like to get or see what our program schedule is, go to our website 2mce.org.au and you could learn the website, or rather you could learn the program schedule for 2MCE, and as I said, it includes quite a bit of country music.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Give him all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him. Even though he's hard to understand. Just a man. Stand by your man. Give him two arms to cling to and something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely.
Tammy Wynette sang her hit song from 1968, Stand By Your Man. She wrote it collaborating with Billy Sherrill. Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Billy Sherrill in 1936. It's also the anniversary of the birth of Barry Crocker. Here he is.
This guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show you? I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. What I do to make you mine. Tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. My hands, they're shaking. Don't let my heart keep breaking. Not, I'll just die. If not, I'll just die.
This Guy's in Love with You, written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, recorded by Barry Crocker in London in the 1970s.
A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance. My friend, this is. We should be like a couple of hot tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yeah.
But you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes.
Potatoes. A fine romance. You won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't even wrestle. You've never mussed the crease in my blue serge pants. You never take a chance.
This is a fine romance. A fine romance, my good fellow. You take romance, I'll take jello. You're calmer than the seals in the Arctic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion.
A fine romance, my dear Duchess. Two old fogies, we really need crutches. You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France.
France.
I haven't got a chance.
Chance.
This is a fine romance.
A fine romance. My good woman. My strong, aged in the wood woman. You never give those orchids I send a glance.
They're just like cactus plants.
Oh, boy.
This is a fine romance.
A Fine Romance, sung by Fred Astaire in a motion picture called Swing Time in the mid-1930s. Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields wrote the song, and the recording that I played was featured Bing Crosby and his first wife, Dixie Lee, with Victor Young's orchestra in 1936. Dixie Lee was a budding actress, a starlet, when she married Bing Crosby in 1930, but she gave up her film career and died of cancer in the early 1950s. I played that one because Saturday was the anniversary of the birth of Dixie Lee in 1911. Here's an interesting song written back in 1892.
I love my little cat, I do. Its coat is oh so warm. It comes each day with me to school and sits upon the form. When teacher says, why do you bring that little pet of yours? I tell her that I bring my cat along with me because
my dad. Daddy, wouldn't buy me a bow, wow, wow, wow.
Daddy, wouldn't buy me a bow, wow, wow, wow. I've got a little cat, and I'm very fond of that, but I'd rather have a bow, wow, wow.
We used to have two tiny dogs, such pretty little dears. But Daddy sold them, 'cause they used to bite each other's ears. I cried all day. At 8 at night, Papa sent me to bed. When Ma came home and wiped my eyes, I cried again and said,
Daddy, wouldn't buy me a bow, wow,
wow, wow.
Daddy, wouldn't buy me a bow, wow, wow, wow. I've got a little cat, and I'm very fond of that, but I'd rather have a bow, wow, wow.
I'll be so glad when I get old to do just as I please. I'll have a dozen bow-wows then, a parrot and some bees.
Whene'er I see a tiny pet, I'll kiss the little thing.
'Twill remind me of the time gone by, when I would cry and sing. He calls my daddy, wouldn't buy me a bow-wow, bow-wow. Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow, wow, bow, wow. I've got a little cat, I am very fond of that, but I'd rather have a bow, wow, 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 wow. Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow, wow, bow, wow. Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow, wow, bow, wow. I've got a little cat, I am very fond of that, but I'd rather have a bow, wow, wow, wow.
Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow wow. That song was written back in 1892 by the British songwriter Joseph Tabra. That recording was by the Maestros, made in 1931. On the weekend, I had the pleasure of watching a 1934 British movie called Evergreen. It starred Jessie Matthews, and one of the songs that she sang in that film was Daddy Wouldn't Buy Me a Bow Wow. I'm Graham Pascoe, and the program is Morning Music.
Father papered the parlor, but he'd no right to do so. A parlor wanted papering, and Pa said it was waste to call the paper hangers in, and so he made some paste. He got some rolls of paper, a ladder and a brush, and with me mother's nightgown on at it, he made a rush. When Father papered the parlor, you couldn't see Pa for paste. Dabbing it here and dabbing it there, there was paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling, and the kids were stuck to the floor. You never saw such a bloomin' family so stuck up before. Dum da dum da da da. What do you think of poor old Father? Diddly diddy dido. You never saw such a bloomin' family so stuck up before. La da dum da 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 da. That's the part I like. Soon Dad fell down the stairs and dropped the paper hanger's can. Our little sister Mary sitting there with her young man. The paste stuck them together as we thought would be for life. We had to fetch the parson in and make the man and wife. When Father papered the parlor, you couldn't see Papa paste. Dabbing it here and dabbing it there, there was paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling and the kids were stuck to the floor. You never saw such a bloomin' family so stuck up before. Father papered the parlor, you couldn't see Papa paste. Dabbing it here. There was paste all over him. I say all over him. Oh la da dum di 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 di. we're never going to move away from that house anymore. My father's gone and stuck the chairs and the tables to the floor. We can't find our piano, though it's broad and rather tall. We think that it's behind the paper passed up on the wall. When father papered the parlor, you couldn't see papa paste. Dabbing it here and dabbing it there, there was paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling and the kids were stuck to the floor. You never saw such a bloom and family so stuck up before. Come on, form a set of lances. Form top and bottom lines. Ladies in the center, gents in the center. Advance. Come on, Mother, don't stand there all night. We want to get the set over. Oh, dear old Mother, come on, give us a kiss. You won't? All right, I'll go home to the wife.
The Australian singer Billy Williams recorded that song when Father Papered the Parlour in 1910. It had been written the year before by British songwriters R.P. Weston and Fred Barnes. It is probably the best-known recording of Buddy Berrigan.
Thank you.
I Can't Get Started With You, recorded by Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra in 1937. Bunny Berrigan was the featured trumpeter and also did the vocal, and the song was written by Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin. Here's another film song.
Fairy tales can come true, it can happen to you if you're young at heart. And it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind when you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams, and life keeps getting brighter with each passing day. For love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? As you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, think of all you'd arrive out of being alive. Here is the best part, you got a head start. If you are among the very young at heart, and if you should survive to 105, think of all you've derived out of being alive. Here is the best part, you got a head start. If you are among the very young at heart.
Glen Campbell sang Young at Heart, the title song, for 1954 motion picture. It was written by Johnny Richards and Caroline Lee. The star of the film was Frank Sinatra, and I think Doris Day co-starred with him.
Mm-hmm.
Coleman Hawkins and his orchestra played Body and Soul, with Coleman Hawkins featured on tenor saxophone, recording from 1939. Now, I played that one because it's an important birth anniversary today. This day in 1814, Adolf Sax was born, and Adolf Sax invented the saxophone in 1846. So I thought I should play at least one recording today featuring the saxophone.